Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Restaurant ratings, in my view, are often overrated, if you'll pardon the expression. Many years ago, while working in California, I had a favorite lunch spot. It was called Al's Good Eats, and it was every bit the sort of sticky counter, squeaky bar stool kind of place the name suggests. I'm sure every visit from the health inspector was a day Albert dreaded. So did his customers, so fearful were they that their little lunch haven might be risking a closure notice on the front door. His place wasn't dirty, it was just unclean. There's a difference. He didn't use a spatula to flatten the patties, he used his hand. I assume he wore plastic gloves from a box, but that was long ago and I can't be sure. Yet Al survived his inspections. Thank goodness he did. Don't take this out of context, but Al's cheeseburger was to die for. Eat enough of them, and you probably would, but that's not the point. I know greatness when I encounter it. Sometimes the best spoon is the greasy one. One other thing. The burger cost just $1.29. Yeah, that was many years ago, but even for the times it was a steal. Al never smiled. He always reminded me of the soup Nazi on the old Seinfeld television series. Although that is probably unkind. Al was all business, but he was not mean about it, especially if he saw a $2 tip tucked under your plate as you departed. Keep in mind this was the Monterey Peninsula of California. Carmel, Pebble Beach, Cannery Row. More great restaurants per square foot than anywhere on the planet. Yet standing proud and tall on Abrego Street was Al's Good Eats, surely the most unpretentious diner in the world. Contrast Al's special at $1.29 with a burger on the menu of one popular Toledo restaurant today. It costs $23. I had to grab my reading glasses and take another look just to confirm. Unless that cow was flown in from Argentina just for me, it's too much. If there were a way to stage a blind side-by-side taste test, Al's marvelous creation against the gussied-up $23 model, I'm betting Al would win, even if he had to put on a clean apron for the competition. I called a friend of mine in California the other day to ask if Al's Good Eats is still there. Alas, it's gone. As is Al, no doubt. A bank now occupies the spot. I'll leave it to you to decide which enterprise I think served the greater good. I'll bet you know of a joint like Al's, or at least remember one from many years ago. If so, you too are blessed. In a sense, I'm glad Al's Good Eats is not there any longer. A new owner, no matter how well-intentioned, could not have captured that same blend of sweet goodness and sour demeanor that defined Al's tenure. Somebody should erect a historical marker on the site. The plaque could read, "In short, there was simply not a more congenial spot for happy ever aftering than here at Al's Good Eats." My apologies to Lerner and Lowe for paraphrasing a classic from Camelot, but if either of them had ever stumbled across the place, they would have known exactly what I'm talking about. What do the simple folk do? Back in the day, we ate at Al's Good Eats.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.